And welcome, welcome, welcome to this Wednesday session of the Brand Conversation. I do hope wherever you find yourself that you actually, you know, you're all right. You're all right in terms of enjoying the slightly odd August. I mean, it is a bit warm, but then it also becomes a bit cold. But we're not here to be weathermen and nor weatherwomen. We're here to talk about the Brand Conversation, the various moves, trends, discussion points here on your number one talk radio station of Eagle FM. Now, we left off, guys, by finishing up with the skills development, the soft skills development, or development of that component. Because the main thing there was getting in touch with some form of a characteristic of your personality, and also developing certain functions of it, and then, you know, developing it ahead, taking it ahead, going ahead, going on. For today's session, we're taking a very interesting look. And this is actually that came through as a suggestion from one of our listeners in terms of posting on one of our social media platforms, in terms of understanding the discussion of social marketing. Now, social marketing should not be confused for societal marketing. Social marketing is also a specific kind of, I don't want to say school of thought, but it's a certain kind of practice, especially in a advertising communication framework. It's a specific kind of approach. Now, social marketing has one key approach to it. Social marketing is actually a different kind of way of suggestive marketing and marketing trends. But social marketing as a way in terms of indicating something to you, a norm, a way of going about an everyday task, a way of doing something, you know, just something that you would not actually consider to be a major throwback or drawback or a negative, or sometimes just as something that you're used to. Now, Social marketing, let's understand this, guys. Social marketing is a marketing designed to create a form of social change, or just to provide social change. Not to directly benefit any kind of associated brand as well. Not in all cases, because in some cases it does exist, in some cases it does not. But in a direction, it's not there to benefit a brand in its most basic understanding. Because using a traditional marketing technique, this would be about raising awareness of a given problem or a cause. So they go about making use of traditional marketing techniques, like you and I would understand it, you know, using TV, a newspaper, social media, like now in this new age of communication, radio as well, in terms of providing awareness about something, which can be a problem or a cause. For example, a cause like providing free sanitary pads for women and girls in, you know, very disadvantaged community settings, for example, in Namibia. That is a kind of cause that social marketing can aim to improve or aim to provide. Even to take that example further, it went as far as where we had the Deputy Minister of MICT, also in the National Assembly, highlighting the unfairness that women have to go to or go through in terms of an issue, not an issue. It's now an issue for them, but it has been an unfair one in the sense that why are they paying for something that is unnatural, which is natural to a woman and to a woman's functions? It's natural. So why do you need to pay for something that's essential in assisting them to continue living everyday normal lives? That is a cause. Now, social marketing, guys, makes use, as mentioned, of the traditional marketing techniques. Now, it also aims to convince an audience to change behavior. That's one of the key extraction points or extractions that you can associate to social marketing or social marketing campaigns. Now, this is essential because we have to understand there's a lot of storytelling. There's a lot of information. There's a lot of narratives and rhetorics that are floating everywhere on many social platforms and spaces. Most importantly, in, for example, the known communication mediums in our country, and secondly, on social media platforms as well. Because it's essential in terms of when you want to change a behavior, or want to change a norm, or want to change something in a social setting, that there is one or other positive direction that takes place, meaning it changes behavior. And what have we seen? Well, I've just given you the example. For example, just in last year, when people were talking about, especially women from various corners of the country, talking about the need for free sanitary products, especially to help and assist women and girls in sort of like very, 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 disadvantaged areas of our country, in order to enjoy or also have access to these kinds of facilities. Now, another one that you would also have seen, actually, it has been one of the oldest social campaigns or social marketing campaigns. I'll call it a campaign. Has been something like the cancer awareness organizations in our country, especially that brings awareness towards the various kinds of cancer that you can find. Now, in most parts, if you had to critically analyze how they go about communicating the awareness of the specific human ailment, is in aspect one that is dependent upon, just sensitizing regularly, because it only does is sensitize regularly. Now, you might be asking me, so Dwight, how does this factor into sort of like a business sense? Well, understand, guys, that when you are trying to be an entrepreneur, someone taking advantage of an opportunity in order to get towards establishing a foothold, for example, in an entrepreneurial sense, or even providing, just getting your name, your brand, or something out there, you are obviously dependent upon what? Other humans, other people, a society, a social setting, in respect of understanding and also looking at how to approach, the aspect of social marketing, because you would have traditional product marketing for something, but then there's a social concept also to something. For example, let's say your product was all packaged in a plastic container, and there's now this massive sort of like social awareness campaigns going around how harmful, how pollutant, and how dangerous plastic is in modern human society. And one of its major, major disadvantages is that it's something that cannot go away. It can't go away. So that would mean you would become aware of, is my product going to become a problem as well? Am I going to provide a product that's going to contribute towards the bigger problem around the world, in our country, everywhere? Because wherever you go, plastic is not biodegradable. It can break down. It can. But plastic will outlive you. It will outlive you, me, most species, or most organisms that have a normal life cycle, in terms of you get born and then you die, a life cycle. Plastic will outlive us. And that's one of the downsides of plastic, because the main aim of protecting the only habitable planet that we all own and have access to is all about ensuring that it's still there tomorrow for the generations to come tomorrow. Now, the social component there is taking into account there are other people that also need to make use of this. So it's a question of sustainability, generating awareness about sustainability, about the dangers, about the threats, about the positives, about benefits in one sense, and also looking ahead where you want to go with this. I'll mention this next, sort of like also to help in terms of like the sanitary pad discussion, or the example that I made use of was in Scotland. They are so far the first country that have indicated, and this is just yesterday or the day before, that sanitary pads will become free. Not free in the sense that you can now go to a shop and just go take. No, it should be, it's considered in line with, it should not, if, you know, if the menstruation cycle that women go through is something natural to women, then it means sanitary pads should be an essential item that should not be a profitable item or something that is, you know, with sort of like associated with making money and being part of a business model and stuff like that. No, it should be to the benefit of women in a society. Now, that's what social marketing has led to. Policy reform, or a reform, or governmental reform in terms of looking at the well-being of citizens or a group of people in their country. That is essential, guys. That is key. That is important. That's what social marketing aims to do. Now, if you had to factor in the common examples of social marketing, they are most commonly used for causes like health and safety. That includes anti-smoking. We've all seen anti-smoking, especially on cigarette packaging. That's the anti-smoking campaign. You get the anti-drug campaign also in terms of, you know, the various, I keep forgetting that phrase, but the various harmful, substances known as the drugs like cocaine, heroin, associated also into that bracket is marijuana, all those various kinds of, or opium as well, those various kinds of narcotics that aim, or not aim, that has a very antisocial, also very, bad influence on a society, you know, on a broader sense in a country. So you have the anti-drug one. Then you also have the promoting exercise and healthy eating. This you see also in terms of the wellness and the health and wellness components coming through in many platforms. For example, people having to experience, you know, if you want to have a slightly longer, healthier life, you need to take XYZ steps in order to achieve XYZ components. Yes. That is also one of said social marketing platforms or causes that are used or examples of it, because it's always about promoting a healthy well-being. Safe driving is one that we see regularly in specific intervals of a year, for example, end of the year or beginning of a year or around the Easter weekend. It's all about, you know, staying alive during specific discussions, or not discussions, but during specific times of the year, especially associated to long distance traveling in our country. We've all seen it. We've all seen those campaigns coming through from the various state organizations that are associated to transport and travel in our country. Then lastly, this is one we haven't seen actually, but it also takes place, all around the world, railroad station safety. Railroad station safety is key in the function in terms of, you guys have heard of those people that just go and walk or fall asleep on railroad tracks, or how to act on a railway station or at a train station. Like, you know, don't touch this area or don't stand in this specific zone on the platform, on the train station platform. It's those social marketing components. Actually, if you had to start with a very good social marketing component, the learner's license that we all have to go through, the process of it, you know, when you have to study through that learner's license book, that is a social marketing mechanism. It's a book. It's a book that you have to study. You cannot ignore to study it, but you have to study. And that book alone sensitizes you, me, everyone that wants to achieve a learner's license in order to achieve a driver's license, you've got to study that book. You have to. You cannot ignore it. You cannot avoid it. You have to study that book. Now, that book sensitizes you on laws, driving laws, on the traffic signs, on the meaning of these traffic signs. Also, associated fines if you get stopped or pulled over. I don't know if the new version of that book indicates the fines, but the old one that I used to study out of had the sort of like the explicit indications in terms of the Road Users Act as a driver, the Transport Act, certain specific sections in it, and also what it aimed to indicate, you know, what these fines could be that you might incur if you were found guilty.
Gusa etokoro lyohunga. Lipoperanya moge, popera wakweni. Ninka wakurugane yowamba. Wakurugane yowamba. Wakurugane yowamba, oweno ruganse sungumi. Mokutura moe hundiro lyeyowamba zuma okoko, dimo kwa nakoma pukuru gomanzi. Tumako WhatsApp kwa nomoro zoe utantantatu zime, ntatu e utantane, mbali ntambali, mbali ntane. Ndidingura kwa Facebook, kwa VMMC Namibia.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person that does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Now, we come back from the short or extended break right there in terms of where we left off with, you know, just looking at some examples of how safety, of how social campaigns or social marketing campaigns come through. The next example of ones are the environmental causes that look at anti-deforestation, anti-pollution or anti-littering, and also protection of endangered species and the associated awareness of animals in a country. That's not animals and plants. Now, in Namibia, we actually have all three. We promote it through the various kinds of installation of dustbins that you would see, especially in the capital, in Windhoek, so that people do not throw your rubbish just on the pavement on the sidewalk. We all know what those dustbins look like. They're orange in color so that you don't miss them. And secondly is also the various signs that we see in neighborhoods or in suburbs all across the capital. The ones that say do not litter or do not dump your refuse in these specific areas. Adding on to that is the next aspect in terms of fauna and flora protection, or endangered fauna and flora protection. This is key because one of Namibia's main economic mechanisms that allows it to make money or to generate an income from it is tourism. Tourism is based upon the natural beauty and the associated assets that Namibia has in our country. This is key. We cannot allow it to go to waste. We cannot allow poaching to be prevalent or to be a major threat in it. Because what happens? If you lose protection of these important plant and animal species or endangered or protected animals and plants, you lose income from tourism. Hence the reason why poaching is illegal. Because poaching is there to allow the animals to have a safe and secure zone to be protected in, and also to provide a tourism component. Actually, to complete the tourism component with regards to the income for the country. So, what is key here is that you find them in every levels, and most cases. Actually, our government already has certain protections in place at each of those levels that I've just explained. The last one is looking at the social activism aspect. Now, this is all about putting a spotlight on struggles for various people from various groups, as well as also various minorities in a society, as well as also taking a look at anti-bullying, meaning social interaction components, as well as also the combating of gender stereotypes. Meaning, you know, just to say that women must only serve their husbands or men when they get married, meaning women are the only people that should be allowed to go into a kitchen, or women are the only people that are allowed to do laundry. That kind of discussion, that kind of component. This is key because, why? The whole drive or the whole motivation behind that, looking at the social activism component, is key to take societies in a country forward. You advance with discussions. Because societies, there's no way that societies can stay stagnant, meaning you just maintain one level. There's no such thing. Societies move forward. Information gets generated. People are exposed to new ways of doing things. People are exposed to new ways of life. People are still exposed to new ways of thinking. So societies move forward. And that's where all this kind of social activism also comes in. In Namibia, we have major popular ones, but the biggest one that has taken place, actually the two biggest ones, has been the discussion on ancestral lands, which is also spun off into another discussion, especially also into, for example, the genocide discussion. And then another one has been the sexual gender-based violence protests and demonstrations that took place in 2020, culminating and also exploring a plethora of social issues found in our country. Now, obviously, there was associated media coverage in terms of these various incidents, but what they did provide, these various incidents, is that they provide awareness. They provided awareness, and they provided a platform for discussions to take place. For example, here on Eagle FM, that year of 2020, we extensively went through the SGBV discussion. We extensively went through it. From On the Radar to the Home Run to the various other kinds of social discussion platforms, just to look at and explore, you know, what else is there? What other kind of awareness can be brought up? For sure. Now, this was key. Because the main thing here was that social awareness or social marketing awareness campaigns aims to provide a change in behavior. A change in behavior, guys, is key because, as I said, societies don't stay the same. Societies are not stagnant. Societies are not in a constant sort of like what they call it. They're not frozen in time. They cannot be frozen in time. Now, this is all part of, in terms of understanding who initiates some of these social marketing campaigns. So in most cases, you get NGOs, non-governmental organizations, that, and also charities that provide said, awareness campaigns. The one in terms of the health and wellness component. For example, here in Namibia, you've got the Cancer Association on one side. Then there's also the affiliated disability organizations in our country. Next onto that is also, if you had to come now down, for example, to anti-deforestation, anti-littering, endangered species awareness, that predominantly comes through from the Ministry of Environment, Forestry and Tourism itself. And also the affiliated, sort of let's call it tourism organizations and also conservation organizations as well. So it's key to identify in each of those segments, in each of those quadrants, or if I can call them sort of like categories, who are the main players? Who are the main proponents in each of those categories? The aspect of gender stereotypes, I just mentioned it, but you also have commercial brands that also associate themselves with these social marketing trends. The reason being, you get, well, let's firstly identify it, because that's one key thing that I want to stress. When commercial brands, guys, get involved with social marketing campaigns or social marketing social awareness campaigns as well, some of these brands identify that they have a corporate social responsibility. Remember, when you see a corporate brand step in to the awareness or into a social marketing campaign, you immediately identify that they've got a corporate social responsibility that they wish or aim to achieve. Why I say this, why I indicated this, is the key thing here is that some of these brands and organizations realize that they are active contributors towards one or other negative impact in this social marketing campaign. Or they might be one of the main causes or reasons for this.
Ushua kokusha oshikwiri rimba oshina hepero momunyo vyetu peva peyuva. Monao, po Global Parts, tunova ungure ova puike, ozo nongo, nova harupu okuku vatera. Tunovitenda peke peke vyo vikwiri rimba okudhako Volkswagen, Mercedes-Benz, Audi, BMW, nui natuwa weather ovitenda vyo Toyota. Wedhako omana omanene shimuna omaile no Topra. Tuvadha pomura rimbui o Naismith mo Southern Industrial Area. Po Global Parts tukupa onji viro othemba ohunga no vitenda vyo vitore. Global Parts, global reach for best local advice and prices.
Hello Namibia, welcome to the world of Lela Pay. LelaPay is an easy-to-use payment and booking mobile app that allows you to send out classified adverts or messages to your consumers and have them published in real time. What can you do on LelaPay? Place classified adverts and messages on the Eagle FM app, Imba app, LelaPay app, and place adverts in the Villager and many more vendors. You can also make payments. One can place messages of any events, including promotion, invitations, birthday wishes, funeral notices, and any announcement you wish to announce on a national level, starting from $3.50 per message. So, how does it work? Download LelaPay app and open the app. Step 1. Register an account for free and log in to your account. Step 2. Go to your wallet balance and fund your account by filling in the required details. Step 3. Once registered, go to the vendor icons and select a vendor of your choice, Eagle FM or The Villager. Step 4. Schedule your message, type it out, and press send. Step 5. Once sent, your message or advert will shortly get published on the Eagle FM app, Imba app, LelaPay, or The Villager newspaper. You also have the option to submit artworks for your adverts. Send these to digital at omalaiti.com and they will be published shortly. To be added onto the vendor list, contact us at 081-203-9633 or 083-288-400 or simply email us at digital@omalaiti.com. LelaPay. Download it today. Available in the App Store and Google Play.
Now we come back from our extended break right there. And the main thing in terms of where we left off was the role players in social marketing campaigns. The role players. Now, I identified with you who the various non-governmental organizations as well as also charities associated to the various categories that we explored. And also when you see commercial brands get involved in said same campaigns. Now, in Namibia, we have not seen as much in terms of that kind of association taking place. For example, a commercial brand or an organization partnering up with a charity or a social media campaign, or not a social media campaign, a social marketing campaign or a non-governmental organization that aims to bring awareness and also behavior change towards a problem area. One being in terms of understanding, let's for example take the aspect of the sanitary pads for women or needy or women and girls from sort of like disadvantaged areas of our country that don't have the money nor the financing nor the regular financing in order to pay for sanitary pads at the store. Doesn't matter the scope, the affordability level that you can indicate in a shop. The main thing is still, you have to factor in, this is a naturally occurring event for example, for women. This is something natural for women. The question that a lot of women have been asking is, why are we paying for sanitary pads? Why do we have to go to a profit-driven organization like a shop, a retail store, that has a price markup on sanitary pads? Why is it not something that is distributed or generated, for example, through a hospital for all women, or through a clinic for all women? Why not? So it's that kind of understanding where you sometimes do not see the involvement coming from corporate or commercial entities, you know, stepping into these various platforms, categories, and also discussions. Because the main thing here is, if we now had to break down and also pull back and link back to the discussions coming from last year's National Assembly motion, that the Deputy Minister, Emma Theophilus, indicated there in terms of, you know, the removing the tax, or, you know, making it really affordable in terms of sanitary pads. Those were the first steps, the first points, the first notions or indications of stepping towards some sort of social behavior. Those were the first steps, first indications of something. Because here's the thing, guys. People will not know in terms of what the major roadblocks or obstacles are, for example, for women in their daily struggles, especially with their menstruation cycles. People do not know. And I'm talking, I can say this, there are fathers that don't know what their daughters go through. There are guys who don't know what their wives or girlfriends go through. All we know is that, okay, it's something that that women, you know, experience every month. But it's also another question that is not being asked as well. The affordability, or the rate of affordability. Now, that's the interesting thing where the awareness is brought on. The next one has been the extensive discussions, for example, we've had here on Eagle FM with regards to disabled groups in our country. People living with disability, or people or disabled, or people who are disabled. Either you became or you were born. Now, the biggest thing is, for example, if you had to look in Namibia, the unfortunate thing is there's not much awareness being made in favor of the disability groups in our country. Because, for example, the university where I've attended, if you had to look at universities here in Namibia, or just social spaces, not just universities, but social spaces, then you can identify sometimes how inaccessible and also challenging movement becomes for people with disabilities. You understand? And that's what a social campaign geared, established, and also manufactured for people living with disabilities aims to do. To bring that insight into, look at the challenges. You are an able-bodied person. You can walk everywhere. You can stand everywhere. But imagine someone that cannot. Someone that lives or needs access to a ramp, and a ramp that allows them, if they have a wheelchair, they need to be pushed up and pushed down. Discussions like that. And I'm telling you guys, there's not enough awareness taking place for that component specifically. Now, I've moved off from, let's say, the social marketing for affordable sanitary pads, or just, you know, in some form of free version of sanitary pads for women, and heading into another social campaign for people living with disabilities, or people or disabled people, is the sensitization. Because I have to provide you also with a disclaimer. Why I talk about this is, I myself have lived with someone I've had a family member that was disabled. I've had a family member that was disabled. And I saw the sensitization that you have to be aware of, have to, you know, experience in terms of understanding that the same person, that this person in front of you does not have the same needs as you. Their needs are slightly more unique, are slightly more, specific, meaning you cannot address or act as, you know, as anyone else would do in terms of, you know, just leaving them without them not being aware of their needs or of their wants. And this is especially one of those components, because a lot of people are not aware. that in a broader society, if you want everyone to experience and have access to all facilities, you need to be able to cater for everyone. And as I said, this includes, in one dimension, the aspect of people with disabilities, movement spaces, how they get transported, how they can move across a city or a town even. I'll tell you now, and I can tell you this in terms of with a straight face. Go to any other town outside Windhoek, because I know what Windhoek's, their level of accessibility and mobility provides for people living with disabilities or people that are disabled people, is that it's one of the most unfriendliest zones that you can think of. But if you go now to any other town in this country, it's the similar component. It's the same thing. And if you hear about development taking place in other towns or even here in the capital, it's a thing of that they don't, that some of those, let's say the town councils or municipalities are not thinking about this people with disabilities in their community. They're not. And that's where the sensitization awareness factor comes in, through these kinds of social marketing campaigns. And I'll tell you one that has been a major success. This is one that we all grew up, most of us grew up with during the 90s as well as also heading into the 2000s, has been the HIV/AIDS campaign, especially coming from our Ministry of Health for the better part of that 20 to 30 year period of our country's existence. I mention this because from the 1980s heading into the 1990s, HIV/AIDS was one of the most well-publicized, well-spoken-of health hazards. I say health hazards because with its first discoveries in the 1980s, and also how people saw, how, you know, various authorities around the world saw from the 80s, it exploding so much into where it led almost to like having a global world pandemic, or it being established or, you know, acknowledged as a global world pandemic or global pandemic in the 90s, indicated to people the threat, the level of the threat of this disease, the level of its threat, what it can do, how it can sort of like be a negative impact, not sort of like, but it was, and how it is a negative impact. Now, during that stage, guys, I was on primary school. We had nurses visiting schools across the country, sensitizing young children. And I'm talking about you're from, if you're 10, 11, 12, then leading into teenagers on high school, then leading into young adults, that's now between 19 to 30, in terms of making use of protection, especially during sexual intercourse, making use of protection. And that has been one of the most successful social marketing campaigns or social marketing events in human history. It was consistent sensitization and marketing. Consistent. Every year, every month, you get the same scenario. Still, even currently, with that voluntary male circumcision campaigns that have been, I think it's been running now for a good 4 to 5 years now. And it still speaks of a health benefit that it provides a man if you go for the, you know, for the male circumcision component. So that in itself is also a social campaign, a social marketing campaign. It, in itself, it's also a social marketing campaign, providing a benefit, indicating a benefit to anyone that makes use of it in being aware of male circumcision. But proper, healthy, done by a professional in that regard, for that aim. Now, the importance, guys, and this is before we hit the next ad break, which is just over the next 20 seconds. The importance of social marketing campaigns is that it aims to capture attention and to spread the awareness, and also about the social issue through creativity and emotion. But before we continue, stay tuned.
titanium, the perfect fit between platinum and silver, complementing our existing benefit options. We always offer a comprehensive healthcare experience. NHP, the premier member-centric medical aid fund. Visit NHP today at nhp.com.na. NHP, we're about you.
Now we come back from our quick break. One of the other benefits also that social marketing campaigns provide, or the importance of them, because it aims to, firstly, as I mentioned, the sensitization factor. So it aims to sensitize. It makes you aware of something. But then also, it also tells you one of the harshest truths, meaning there is some sense of creativity that takes place in it. For example, you know, they tell you sort of like, it plays on your emotions. Some social marketing campaigns, they play on your emotions. So there is a fear factor introduced into the ad, but it aims to tell you, listen, this is a real threat. This is something real that can impact your life as you know it, which is in most parts always the truth, which is always a fact. I sometimes try to, you know, stray from the word truth, because truth and fact are not the same things, but it aims to achieve the factuality of a scenario, or the truth of a scenario, meaning that if you are someone that loves drinking a lot, or loves drinking a lot of alcohol in copious amounts, that if you're a driver, you stand the risk of being involved, or you increase the chances of being involved in a car accident under the influence of alcohol or any other substance, which can lead to further punishments that you would suffer. For example, being arrested, or the most severe, you losing your life as well. Or another severe one, you losing your life, you also causing the loss of life of someone else. And then ultimately, you know, it's sort of like a double negative. Now, this makes it difficult because social marketing campaigns speak to the fact of the matter. They speak to the core of the matter. They go to the realities that exist and are generated. Now, people sometimes will switch off. Everyone loves good stories, positivity, positive things. They love happy endings. They love fairy tales. We all love that. We all grew up with stories. But sometimes stories need to have a sense of reality to it, and also needs to tell us the hard, stone cold facts about the world around us. Now, this is key because people do not always look for, or we do not always see these social marketing campaigns, because they're always sometimes either hidden, or it's some way incorporated into another function, or it's sort of like encapsulated in a corporate social responsibility component for an organization. And the moment that happens, then you switch off, because you go like, so they're advertising something again. It's that kind of impact, or that kind of effect. But if it comes from a charity, an NGO, or non-governmental organization, or it even comes from a position of authority like a government agency or ministry or department, it carries weight. It carries weight. Because you and I know, if the Ministry of Environment said something, it speaks to something that impacts us all, right? The Ministry of Health came out and said something and had a social marketing campaign. It speaks to the wellness of us all. It impacts us all, every citizen in this country. But if you now had to look at a retailer that wanted now to have, you know, try to do something like a social marketing campaign, you'd immediately identify their signage, their brand color, their brand name. Who is the person speaking? This could be a CEO of the organization, and you would immediately, shut down, or you would ignore the message, because you would just be like, okay, so they're trying to sell me something again. They would try to sell me something again. Now, this is always one of the tricky balances, especially for companies and private organizations, because, well, let's face it, in most cases, they are known or they have been known only for their own corporate interests and sort of like protecting their bottom line, which is the aim of what most companies aim to do. Now, I'll give you an example of where this actually has backfired. And this is the current thing that we all are experiencing with the climate change discussion. I read an article of public relations officers in the United States and in the UK or in Europe who have signed and established an organization wherein they are not going to work with any big oil companies anymore, or oil companies or fossil fuel companies anymore. The reason for this is they themselves as an industry have realized how they've been used to protect the interests of these environmentally damaging organizations on the planet. And we have to acknowledge the fact that oil companies have damaged the natural environments. They have. You can just go to Nigeria. Any of you can Google search that, the environmental damage that Nigeria has suffered because of its oil industry. You can go to Mexico, the Gulf of Mexico, how the environmental damage there and how heavy that damage has been. You can go to places like, for example, where's the other one? The discussion I had this Sunday morning on my early Sunday morning take with regards to the Russian secret cities or the Russian the closed cities. The city of Norilsk that I mentioned. The major environmental damage that the mining industries have caused all around the world. They cannot deny it because it is the truth. Not the truth, it is factual. It has had major impacts. It has caused major damage. It has created major environmental impacts or sort of like devastating scenarios in countries all around the world. And this is not even to say that, and this is subtracting still sometimes how even governments themselves have also caused major natural, not natural disasters, but major environmental disasters themselves. So the social marketing awareness or social marketing campaigns aim to achieve an improved understanding and awareness of various various threats that a society or humanity is facing. Humanity on the global scale, climate change. Another one, dependence upon fossil fuels. If you look at society on Namibia's level, it has always been in terms of the various social impacts or various social socially threatening components, for example, employment, access to services, health and wellness, food security, sustainable transport. You know, all these discussions that we've actually also explored here on various platforms of Eagle FM, especially from the Business and Economic Zone, heading into On the Radar, heading into the early morning programming. All those platforms, we've explored these various sessions and discussions. But, this does not mean these are the only ones. This does not mean these are the only ones. Because there are more. Social marketing discussions or campaigns, and all of them are all about the awareness of a major problem. And all of them are there to continuously change the behavior of a society, of a group of people, or on a global scale, making people aware of, you know, what's to come. What are the negative impacts? I'll stress this also in terms of social marketing campaigns is that it is only successful when people actually practice the message that is being at sort of like being communicated when they practice it. What do we mean by that? What do we mean is that people actually, you know, when they see a social marketing campaign, they are sensitized, awareness is created, and they actually go and, you know, you communicate. Listen, let's not try and do this anymore. Let's try to actively change. Let's try to install or instill some form of amended human behavior in our social circles. Now remember, this will always come through on a traditional marketing platforms. Either, like I said, print media, broadcast media, social media, billboards. And it'll always be there so that as much people can see it. Car accidents or road safety campaigns will always be associated to where the most people can see and access or be exposed to the communication itself. Always. Always. Now, this is key because, as I said, this is always coming from charities, NGOs, and sometimes governments. It's, if it is coming from a corporate, it'll have a very tough job in trying to change or mend, you know, or trying to indicate their role in it. I say this, guys, because sometimes when you view corporate social responsibility exercises coming through from corporates, is that there's always a factor of distrust that exists. The distrust is all about how it gets managed in the form of what awareness does the corporate try to achieve? What awareness? Is the awareness about their own interests, or is the awareness about everyone's interests? Whose interests are being served? And that's one of the takeaways, one of the negatives that corporate social responsibility sometimes will not be able to sort of like shrug off, because they won't be able to shrug it off. They won't be able to sort of like also ignore it, because people will say, okay, so you are still advertising yourself. You are creating a major social problem, but you're still advertising yourself. So you are positioning yourself as this savior in a problem that you created or that you were part of creating. And that's what people would think. I stressed with you guys the fossil fuel industry especially. The also adding into that has been also the major drawback, especially with when looking at the protection of animals and plant species. Like how big poaching is an issue on the African continent. That as well. Now, even though most of the social awareness comes from, for example, in our sense, the Ministry of Environment, is that not a lot of people are also mimicking or doing the same thing and providing or generating that awareness about protecting the natural environment. Not many people, not in many NGOs. It could be a possibility of them not having the same kind of depth of resources, but this initially is also that, you know, that you sometimes see that there is not as heavy a communication component there. Now, that does bring us up to the end of today's session of the Brand Conversation. We will still continue in terms of taking a look at the aspect of social marketing, because we have to understand the difference between social marketing and societal marketing in, you know, what exists out there. Because social marketing, as you and I know it, is all about bringing change or change in the behavior of a specific thing or a specific action or a specific talking point. However, it makes use of traditional advertising platforms. And on that note, stay tuned for the On The Radar here on your number one talk radio station. This has been your Brand Conversation. Let's see each other again later tonight.